This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now for our weekly talk radio review, the talk radio roundup, courtesy of the information that is provided to us each week by the folks who do the surveys at Talkers Magazine. Let's hear it for Talkers Magazine. We'd have no program if we didn't. I suppose I could make up a list, though. I don't know my way around. Rich McFadden is here. He could help me make up the list. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. And Jennifer Horn from the DJV Show and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles, here to go through the top stories. While we have the benefit of Jennifer's her expertise and her involvement, let's get to a couple of the things that are on the Washington stuff. Well, both she and Victoria love to talk about the Washington stuff. Number one this week on the list from Talkers Magazine, by the way, the list is for the week of May 13th, 17th. The China trade war is number one. I don't know that, but I may be the one who's most outspoken about this, actually, because of its impact on our food and the American family farmer. Pretty disgusting how much people don't know still. Well, it's still an ongoing problem that we're just not getting it. We don't understand what is going on with the family farmer. And if we keep going down the road we're going, even if there is a $15 billion subsidy, I think, Jennifer, you sent me a note, said that $8-point-some-odd billion had already been expended to help the family. Well, the problem is that it isn't all going to the family farmer. Some of it is going to the big agribusinesses, which infuriates me to the nth degree, makes me want to throttle Trump or the people who are responsible for playing games with the big agribusinesses that are in part the reason for the problems the American family farmer is having in the first place.
Yeah.
So
it's this trade war, I think, and without talking about the farmers, because I think that's an important segment, because for just strictly political reasons, I don't think Trump can afford to lose the farmers. They voted for him. They're typically Democratic voters
who voted for him
in 2016. And so yeah. I think Trump knows he needs to get them back, which is why he's doing subsidies. But when we talk about a trade war, we've been hearing about this for decades. And the truth is that we need to stand up against China. We need to set this right. I told you, Doug, earlier in the week, it's like going on a diet. It doesn't always feel great. Sometimes it makes you uncomfortable, but yeah. You know it's the right thing to do at the right moment for your life. And I think for our country's sake, we have to make a stand against China, who's really been taking us to the cleaners, unless we want to be owned
Absolutely.
By them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's, yes, are there going to be people that are hit harder than others? Yes. Should we all be trying to do a better job of trying to seek out Made in America products? Absolutely, that's where we should start. So, but
it's our job as a good American. It's un-American to be buying as much crap as we do from China. It is. But is the other side of it is people say, well, it's American.
Yeah.
We are Americans. We like cheap stuff. We like cheap food. We like cheap cars. We like cheap women. No, it's not.
People with short attention spans who only think about right now that are going to blow this whole deal. You have to think long term. Yeah. I mean, if we put the pedal down on China, sooner or later the supply lines are going to move to other countries. Black and Decker is announced this week that they're breaking ground on a new Craftsman tool factory in Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania.
But they're also going to other countries too, which is better than having them go to China.
So what this is doing, and you have to think a year and 5 years down the road. You can't think, oh my goodness, this summer I'm going to pay more for an Apple phone. We have to give up on this. This is a long-term negotiation, and yeah, you're going to have to eat it a little bit for a few months, including the farmers. I'm sorry, but I'm looking for the long-term deal. I don't want China to own us in 15 years.
Yeah.
It's the only way to take a stand. And, not to get too political, but Trump has been the only one with enough backbone to actually take this on, because no other politician
wants to
put their own political well-being on the line.
Because that's the way politics works now. Politics is, oh, there's an immediate reaction. Let me respond to that immediate reaction.
That's because of the 24-hour news cycle.
Right, exactly.
And all these pundits and their BS.
So while Trump is a jerk and a womanizer and all these crazy things that he is, you know what? Dude's got backbone and he's doing deals, so let him get it done.
Yeah. Well, but the Democrats don't want to let him get it done. They want to make this a political issue.
I don't think that's true when it comes to China. I think everybody wants to get a deal done. I think what appears to have happened with China is that there has been a bit of a misreading by the Chinese. And Xi Jinping came back with an altered plan and did not realize, and I think this is unusual for Xi Jinping because he normally reads the room, reads his opponents, reads his partners very well, did not realize that coming back with a different plan, which is what you do in negotiations, would not go down well. And so this was an error in judgment, and it didn't go down well, and that was an error in judgment and sent things off the rails. And so negotiations have not gone well. And I think that politicians across the board want a trade deal with China. I do not agree. I do think that this is one of the few areas where Democrats and Republicans recognize that
they don't have the balls to do the deal that needs to be done. And Doug, I'll tell you, when you were talking about people are calling this that are against this a tax. It's a tax. But you know what?
People calling it a tax.
It is a totally you aren't required to buy this stuff from China and be taxed on it.
You don't have to buy it.
Buy somewhere else and don't pay the tariff.
That's right.
It's totally voluntary.
And I would say, to Victoria's point, she's right in some respects that this actually makes conservatives more uncomfortable than it does Democrats. You know that there's no love lost between Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump. But Chuck Schumer has been tweeting out to the president, stay strong, Mr. President, and in terms of this negotiation with China, stay strong. So
politically, he realizes that his constituents don't like the Chinese either.
Yeah.
On the way they do business. Yeah. I thought it was interesting that Steve Mnuchin has going back, I guess, next week for more trade talks. The Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing this week. At the hearing, he said, quote, my expectation is that we'll go to Beijing at some point in the near future to continue the discussions. This was right after Trump basically said, it's our way or the highway.
Did you call him Mnuchin on purpose?
Yeah.
I think he did.
All right. That's the way to, tackle number one opinion-wise here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Jennifer and Rich and Doug. Food for thought now about how well you rest. All of us have sometimes, from time to time, we don't get a good night's rest. And whether or not you figured out what the problem is or not, if you're continuing to have a bad night, take Jennifer's word for it, take my word for it, and everybody who's got a MyPillow. I think, Richie, you've got some MyPillows.
I got four of them.
Four MyPillows.
All on one bed.
Good for you, Richie. That's encouraging.
And when my kids come in and try and steal it, I'm like,
Nope. Pillow fight. We win. You don't get MyPillow. Well, if you want the support that you need, that's what Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, says. I have worked hard to come up with something here. He was an engineer, and he couldn't fall asleep and get a good night's sleep, so he figured out a way using a new sort of filling to make these pillows that now are the talk of the nation. One of the things that makes them so wonderful is you can wash them. You can dry them. I washed I have a dog bed for Daisy May, and it was smelly, and so I put it in the whole thing. And you couldn't get anything else into the washer, but I put that in, and it did wonderfully well when you dry it out. Great stuff. So wash and dry your MyPillows. There's there's kind of a special this week, a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. $34.99 a piece. $69.98 for two. That's way off. That's the lowest price that's ever been offered here by us. If you would like to take advantage of that, buy a couple of sets maybe, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get those two premium MyPillows for $69.98. If you hurry, they'll ship them free, too. MyPillow.com for the best deals on pillows. Promo code DJV. Take advantage of this fantastic offer.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth, and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
All right, we've got number one under our belt here, the trade war. Number two is the Mueller report. Meh, blah, blah, blah. Number three is the Alabama abortion law. We only have a couple of minutes here, and I want to save that for when we have a little more time. Number four is right up Jennifer's alley, the presidential race and blah, blah, Blasio getting into it. Another blah, blah, blah.
Is he really in it?
Oh,
he's
my God.
He's in it, and he's like the 23rd or 24th candidate in the race. And what was so funny is that he announced his presidency, or the run for the presidency on Wednesday, and then on Thursday morning, he went on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos, and he had protesters standing outside the studio chanting liar while he was doing his introductory session with George Stephanopoulos. So much so, it was so loud and deafening that George Stephanopoulos actually had to refer to it, and even people on The View, Whoopi Goldberg, Megan McKinney, they're all tearing into him. The Post had a very funny cover with people sitting there laughing at the fact that Bill de Blasio is running. He's not very popular in New York
How
City.
How disconnected is this guy that he thinks he's got any kind of
crazy? Well, I'm not going to say crazy, but I'm not going to suggest somebody's crazy. But the disconnect, it's like, look, if there are 4 million people already jumped into the race, hey, right. Why not me?
Well, that's the thing. After Joe Biden, before Joe Biden, I get it. Maybe he thought he's got as good a chance as anybody. But with Joe Biden coming in and sucking out so much of the energy from the race, this is a fool's errand.
Here's
it's
the reality. Now, here's the reality. Much like Trump jumped into the race just for a PR and marketing move, just for a branding move, to up his name on the national platform, Bill de Blasio is doing it too. He has no thought that he could ever win this thing, but he's saying, you know what, I can say I ran for president.
Yeah,
and it takes these people, and then they get speaking engagements.
He had nine people come to see him in Nevada when he was doing his exploratory committee, and 21 in New Hampshire or Maine, wherever he was.
That's awesome. I want to go to one of his rallies. That'd be
great. Meanwhile, who's You'd running the city one. Of New York? Hello? Come anybody
well, they
home?
Asked that before.
Come on, I'll buy the beer.
Well, there's the entire infrastructure. It runs itself.
Okay, so what do we need a mayor for? Throw him out and save him a city.
All right, everybody meet me at the next de Blasio outing. I'm buying the beer. I'll bring the six-pack.
Biggest one yet.
Bring the beer, Richie. 21 after on the countdown overview.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review. In this hour, we're visited by Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen to review the top stories of the week according to the research at Talkers. The lists are printed at Talkers.com, where you also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things about the talk radio industry right there for you to absorb, including a lot of info about your favorite hosts and where they are, where they're expanding to, how that works, that stuff. So Victoria has pleaded with me, please, she said, please, can we go back to the Mueller report, which is number two this week, because I said erroneously there's not much new, and she says, Au contraire.
Yes, because a federal judge on Thursday ordered that prosecutors make public a transcript of a phone call that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn tried really kind of hard to hide with what we can now call a lie. And this was his conversation with a Russian ambassador in late 2016. And so this is District Judge Emmett Sullivan in Washington. So he ordered the government as well to provide a public transcript of a voicemail. This was in November 2017 involving Flynn. Now, this is a bit of a tricky, a bit sensitive, this call. Trump's attorney, his personal attorney, left a message for Flynn's attorney, sort of reminding him of the president's fondness for Flynn. And this was when Flynn was considering cooperating with federal investigators. And the judge wants this on the court website by the end of this month. And so and Flynn has sort of indicated that, you know, this sort of phone message was kind of like pressure. So this is very just a little bit like, you know, as to whether he cooperated or not. So it's going to be very interesting to see whether they will do it or what happens next. Da, da, da.
Okay, so thank you. But tell me, where's the smoking gun? Because all I'm hearing in all the reports that I'm hearing and seeing is that he cooperated. But he cooperated with what? What does he have?
What do you mean, what does he have?
What does he have with regard to
collusion? You know how Coke Zero has no sugar?
Right.
This is very much the
He's pleaded guilty to a felony count of making a false statement to FBI investigators
right,
about
but
his contact
had nothing to do with the collusion. He said, I didn't have a meeting, then I did have a meeting. But in that meeting that he did and didn't have...
This isn't about collusion. This is about obstruction.
Obstruction of what?
Obstruction of the investigation.
Of what?
The investigation of... this is about obstruction of the investigation of Mueller. And don't forget, this goes back. This goes back to why would you obstruct an investigation into Russian hacking, an investigation into whether the then-candidate Trump attempted to obtain Hillary Clinton's emails and things like that. Why would you obstruct that? So that's what this is about.
I think I'm going to revert to what I said a few minutes ago about, hello, can we yawn and move on?
Well, and I think it's important to talk about because you hear the news coverage, and you see Maxine Waters on CNN, and there's impeachment, right? But I think my point of asking...
I'm not talking about impeachment at all.
Right, no, but CNN is. And I think my point of asking you of what, is that they get all these people, like Flynn's going to jail for lying.
Right, this is it.
But none of the lies add up to collusion, and I don't...
And they weren't about the initial investigation to begin with. This is the same old story about grabbing somebody.
Well, I do think that we are talking far more about obstruction. There were at least 10 instances, possibly 12, there may have been, in which Mueller said that Trump attempted to collude.
In the light of eternity, it means squat. 28 past the hour. Calitrin, it is the best choice, the healthiest choice, not just for losing the weight, but keeping it off.
Right. Yes, it does. It's collagen. You know, you're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. It supports your lean muscle, and it burns your stored fat. You're going to see inch loss more than likely before weight loss. Much easier to keep off and to maintain that weight. It's not your fast overnight, but your healthy way to lose your weight. You know, it has lots of benefits because of the collagen. Like I take it for the arthritis, have for over 15 years. Sleep better, feel better, have more energy. Doesn't matter if you're on certain meds. It doesn't interact with anything, no matter what you're taking.
All right, so let's once again underscore what you can do right now, going to toploss.com and ordering, whether it's the first time or you need to reorder, the Mother's Day special, $30 off a 90-day supply, plus you get a free bottle and free shipping. Toploss.com, use the code DJV.
I'm Andy Solomon. May 27th is Memorial Day. And in preparation, University of Phoenix will plant 15,000 flags on the Phoenix campus lawn for its 10th straight year. Brian Ishmael, Senior Director of the University of Phoenix Office of Military and Veteran Affairs and former Army Sergeant, has more.
For me, as a combat veteran, and many veterans across the country, this tribute is personal. There are names, faces, and memories connected to these flags.
A recent University of Phoenix survey found that only about half of U.S. adults know the true purpose of the day, to honor the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces.
There are lots of simple ways to observe this day of remembrance, including leaving a flag or flowers on the grave of someone who died serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, attending a local ceremony or patriotic event, flying a flag at half staff, or aiding a family who lost someone serving in the U.S. Armed Forces.
To learn more, visit phoenix.edu.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid sharp opposition, the Trump administration has backed away from a plan to send illegal immigrants to Florida. Homeland Security has now switched plans to send large numbers of migrants from the Mexican border to other regions, such as the northern border and also Florida. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan.
We do have stations in Florida. We have stations on the northern border. They're very small stations. It wasn't going to be an effective use of resources. But yeah, we had to look at all options.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Also on that show, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff. He says he doesn't agree.
The only reason they're pulling that back is because a Republican governor has challenged this idea.
At this time, immigrants are still being taken to Southern California and several other parts of the country. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This portion of the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, Talk Radio from the folks who are on the inside, if you will, Talkers Magazine. This is brought to you by Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test for the new full-size meal program she has. It's a meal delivery kit. Martha and Marley Spoon will send you three free meals if you text FORK to 246-810. So you want to get great food sent right to your door, better than going out to the fast food joint or having stuff brought in. This is something you cook for yourself quickly, fresh food, healthy choices, yours free, the first three meals, when you text FORK to 246-810. 246-810, text FORK there, get the food sent straight to your door, get your free meals to try it out. FORK, text FORK to 246-810. We're going through the charts that you can see anytime you'd like at talkers.com. We've talked about the number one issue this week. News talk focusing on the China trade war. Then the Mueller report was two. We have not talked about the Alabama abortion law. I don't know where to go. I think it's don't know, how do I say this respectfully? I don't know that I have respect for it, frankly. I think it's asinine. I just don't understand how in this day and age, no matter what your political stripes, how you think this way. It's like we're it's like a different country or something.
Think what way? Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, think just what because way? Of the fact that it'll outlaw pretty much all abortions. Who in this world today, whether you like it, I don't happen to like abortions. It's not my.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who likes them?
Who does?
I guess
right.
Yeah, but the, you know, this is an age of consent, and to say that you can't do what you think you need to do or what you want to do with your body, whether other people judge it to be right or not, it's not their business. I guess that's what I look at. And that, and what really offends me is that all these laws and all this stuff comes from men. It doesn't come from women. Over the years,
one
I don't know how many
now.
Times I've had this conversation about men making these laws. Go ahead, Reggie.
Is it your body or is it someone else's body?
Not my body.
No.
What do you mean?
When you're talking about the baby, is it your body?
Well, that's
is it
the issue.
Somebody else's body inside your body.
Yeah, that's right. And at what point and all of that other stuff. I'd like to get Victoria's point of view on this because I think it's pretty clear what I just find it. It isn't the word isn't offensive. I just find it annoying as much as anything else. You know, it just goes on and on. The same conversation. We don't seem to deal with things in a mature way. Things have changed. People think differently now and leave people alone unless they're hurting something or somebody else. And that's at this, that's the stage. That's where you talk about, you know, when it's appropriate to have an abortion. But to outlaw all of them, I don't know. Victoria, what do you think?
I think what struck me about the Alabama law, and I don't like abortion, was that that it was a very cynical law, and the people who made the law freely admitted that it was a law designed to overturn another law. In other words, that this wasn't a law designed purely for lawmaking. It was designed with a further aim in mind, just to overturn another law, and there was no exception made for rape or incest, so there was no compassion in the law,
right.
And so that was sort of, really pretty shocking. And I think also the idea of a small government party choosing to be the large government party when it comes to this issue is interesting to me. Also, I think that there are issues where you could say, well, leave it to the woman and her doctor. But we don't say that in this instance because it's as though we don't trust the woman and her doctor to have the maturity to make those decisions. And I find that interesting also, as though even before you get to the doctor who's going to do the abortion, you don't trust the primary care doctor or another doctor of referral to be able to make a mature decision, or a spiritual advisor. Many women consult spiritual advisors or have long agonizing discussions with their partners before they reach this decision. Women don't go out and have a banana split or a chocolate cream sundae and it's Saturday. That's what I'm going to do this afternoon. Sounds like fun. This is not the way these decisions are made. And it's also interesting to me that the birth rate is so low right now because because people are having less children. So those are just my observations on this as we move forward. And I think it's, you know, very likely that this will go to, obviously, an appeals court, and it will wind up in the Supreme Court. And who knows which way that court will go.
Yeah. It just seems like some of these things, we never get beyond them. It's the same discussion.
You're not changing anybody's mind.
3 years.
Unfortunately. No. It's one of those topics where, you know, religion, guns, abortion, where you guys can talk at each other all day long, and in the end, everybody remains the same.
I've been doing talk radio.
Women will die.
Of course they will die.
Yeah, no, I mean, the laws that are created have to be talked about, but nobody's going to change their opinion about the issue.
I've been on the air doing talk radio since 1974. this every time this comes up, it becomes a joke because it's a surefire way for a lazy host to get telephones to ring. That's pretty much the only thing that comes out of it. There's nothing because nobody changes. You're right. Nobody changes their minds. Okay, number five this week, the war talk with the Iranians. The White House has taken the Iranian show to congressional leaders, classified briefings this past week. There was a lot of criticism that lawmakers were being kept out of the loop. If we are going to maneuver ourselves militarily in there, one more, and just the whole Middle East. The guy, the Ayatollah, is a numbskull at best and a maniacal heathen at worst. And the most interesting part of this is that the people, especially the younger you are, the more you hate the government in Iran. It's really pretty interesting to see how out of touch this guy, Iranian people, in comparison to the rest of the Middle East, much more educated, and they are not happy with what's going on, and yet this idiot keeps trying. You know, you got to wonder. We can say it here because they don't think the way we do, apparently, or at least outwardly. Who wins in this circle? What do you think you're going to accomplish? Why do you even want to spend the money on nuclear energy? Because you hate the Jews. Okay, so what? You're going to drop a bomb and you get annihilated 5 seconds after that?
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Bomb, Iran.
Pretty much says it all.
Remember this oldie but goodie?
Oh, my God, I love this.
I mean, this song has come out 20 years ago.
I know, we should keep that handy by. Bomb, bomb, Iran.
So I have some thoughts.
Oh, please, Victoria. We have time for my thoughts.
Okay, yes, so my thoughts are these. Yes. First of all, this is another example, along with China, but in this case it's different, of miscommunications. In one instance, it's an example of completely misunderstanding the Iranian people if the U.S. actually thinks that because the many, many Iranians dislike the regime intensely, they will not fight the U.S. if the U.S. actually does take action against Iran. They will fight the U.S. because they love their country. They love their 10,000-year-old glorious history. They will fight the U.S. because they love their country. So that's a miscalculation. And number two, there seems to be enormous dispute about the intelligence. Our allies view the intelligence as well as Iraq differently from how the U.S. is viewing the intelligence. President Trump has two extremely hawkish advisors, John Bolton, who was in favor of the Iraq war. And who may have ginned up the intelligence on WMD, and Mike Pompeo. Trump has apparently, according to senior administration advisors, told his acting defense secretary that he does not want war with Iran, but he may not be quite as much in the loop as he would like to be on how fast this thing is moving. And I don't believe that he is happy with the advice that he is getting.
Well, you're getting bad advice because you're getting it from Bolton. And so you go up and down the list of people who have expertise here. It's very interesting that you separated it out the way you did, Victoria. Thank you. The people, I said part of it, people hate the government, but they will stick up for their Persian history. And so there is it. It's very much stronger because of the age of the civilization and what they think they're protecting. You know, a lot of people, the old timers, would still like to have a Shah in charge. If it weren't for Jimmy Carter, he might still be there. You know, it's more, again, we've meddled and messed up more stuff in the Middle East in whatever the name of progress or democracy or whatever. Mind our, just get the hell out of all. I mean, that's my. You get out of there and mind.
Stop buying their oil too. Hold on, I have Mike Pompeo and Bolton on the line. Guys, what do you think we should do? What?
Bomb, 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 Iran.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, 45 past the hour. Let's whiten our teeth, brighten our teeth. The folks that have developed the staff of Dr. Martin Ginniger developed this power swabs, this whitener, an all-natural way of whitening your teeth. It's not just like, there are plenty of whiteners, toothpaste whiteners, stuff you can use in trays and stick in your mouth and taste terrible. And
belt sanders.
Yeah, right, yeah, you can use those too. Sure. If you want. Take the enamel off and the white comes right back, except when you take the enamel off, which is what most of these things do, your teeth rot in your head. So if you have ugly yellow teeth, the most important thing for you to understand is to whiten them. You don't have to take the extreme measure of trying to take the enamel off. All you do is use this all natural. This is the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. It transforms your smile. Use it 5, 6, 7 days in a row, and each time a couple of shades get brighter and brighter. Power swabs, super fast, super easy, dentist approved. So let's get at it. It's a no-brainer, actually. And the offer that we have for you is to call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you get power swabs at half the retail price. Call now. Whiten your teeth. Enjoy how you look when you're smiling. 800-208-1797. Again, the deal is half price. Use the DJV code. Power swabs to whiten your teeth, a safe, natural way. 800-208-1797.
Try the new CBD infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
All right, so let's see. We have a couple of other items here. Number 6, the immigration plan. Number 7, the Holocaust statements made by yet another Muslim congressperson. Climate change. 8, Boeing. What a mess. My God, what a mess that is for them. Number 9, they brought it on themselves, too. Number 10, space exploration. Let's spend some more money and get to the moon. Beat the Chinese or whoever else it is that everybody wants to get to the moon. You'd think we put all of our resources together, like we do with the space station, and all go at once. But no, let's spend lots of money. All right, so that's the first overview, the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio. Thanks to Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Please pay attention now to what's on the radio if you're a technologist. 53 past the hour, time for our overview of the top five tech stories of the week that affect you, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to start at number five.
Well, it's all about Trader Joe's, and you wouldn't necessarily think of tech news and Trader Joe's together. However, people who love Trader Joe's are going to really love this news.
America's number one supermarket, you know.
It was recently voted, America's favorite. Yeah. It's not necessarily number one in terms of, you know, number of stores and things like that, but favorite. Absolutely. And so the news is that Trader Joe's has launched their own YouTube channel, and this is for fans nationwide to enjoy all things Trader Joe's. They have different categories like recipes, where you can actually find, they partnered up with Bon Appetit magazine, and so you can see the editors of Bon Appetit making recipes and with ingredients that you can buy at Trader Joe's. There's a section called How It's Made, so if you want to get the scoop on how Trader Joe's makes some of your favorite products or where they source them from, that's where that is. And then they've got a whole new section of all of their new products. So this is kind of all their home goods stuff, like scented candles and laundry stuff and all the kind of cooler things that they're branching out into. And so this is it's one of those things where Trader Joe's, yet again, is, I think they just are like Target. They're so smart. They know their audience. They know their customers. And the YouTube channel is gaining in popularity.
There it is. Number four, as we count to number one of the most popular, most important items this week from the world of technology, is this. I listened yesterday on NPR to a discussion of this facial recognition thing, which it was very, very enlightening as to how it really is anti the First Amendment, anti the Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And so San Francisco is banning the use, and maybe when people think about it, they ought to maybe be thinking the same, not that all of us very often think the same way as the people live in San Francisco, but this is a serious, incursion, if it's the right word, into our privacy.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what San Francisco says. So they've become the first U.S. city to ban facial recognition technology. So city agencies, law enforcement, no one is going to be allowed to use it. We're not sure yet if that will include the airport at San Francisco, because a lot of airports are going to be installing facial recognition technology so that eventually you'll be able to basically board the plane with just using that technology. So they say that the city departments will have to get approval from the Board of Supervisors before they purchase any surveillance technology, which includes license plate readers, body cameras, biometrics technology, among all the other things. Well, and facial recognition technology, which I'm sure you heard in the coverage of on NPR, it's incredibly racially inaccurate. And so basically anyone with darker complexion, it doesn't work. And so that's a big problem.
As facetious as it sounds, as stupid as it sounds, would be, oh, you people look alike. In terms of facial recognition, yes, that was part of the discussion.
Yeah.
You can't really focus in. Dark skin doesn't do well with facial recognition for whatever the reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number three, this new study out that shows the risks of all the rideshare vehicles. Wow, listen to this if you haven't heard it.
Yep. Apparently, when you get into an Uber or a Lyft, it has so many germs that you may want to bring some antibacterial wipes with you, that the average Uber and Lyft vehicle has 219 times as many germs as the average taxi cab. This is across the country. This is not just in one city. Taxi cabs, the reason that they're cleaner, even though Doug doesn't believe it, but they are actually are cleaned regularly. And so they say that
The cabs I get in are... Ugh.
Well, some are bad, yeah. But the Uber and Lyft cars have more than 35,000 times the germs that the average toilet seat has. So you've been warned.
Yeah, good God. Number two here, Microsoft is in the focus.
Microsoft is warning users of their older versions of Windows, which we believe includes you, Doug, to urgently apply a Windows update to protect against a potential widespread attack. So if you are using Windows XP and Windows 7, make sure that you do an update immediately, because this is a big, big wormable malware. It can spread. It can ruin your computer. It can take all your data. And on the worst part of it, it can also put you up for ransom. So essentially, you'll have to pay a hacker to get your own computer back. So do the update immediately.
All right. Number one, WhatsApp.
Yep, the WhatsApp also has a huge cybersecurity breach, and the WhatsApp, which is used by 1.5 billion people around the world, WhatsApp is saying this is affecting iPhone and Android devices. If you have the WhatsApp app on your phone, do an update immediately as well. This has been breached. It's not good. You can either delete it or just make sure you do the proper update. Also, make sure your operating system is updated as well.
Excellent report. Victoria Keelan here. Top five tech stories of the week. 59 past the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.